Thanksgiving is a week away, a day when many Americans will be avoiding uncomfortable conversations at the dinner table, especially if guests fall on opposite sides of the political spectrum. But a year-round event called Make America Dinner Again aims to tackle that fear of an awkward meal. Bianca Taylor from member station KQED in San Francisco explains.
It's 6 p.m. and the guests are arriving at a San Francisco loft. A young Bolivian woman, a former Marine, a UC Berkeley grad student whose family voted for President Trump, a conservative lawyer, and a transgender adoptee. They've never met each other until now. Once the pizza is delivered, the facilitator, Haley Stewart, ushers the guests to a table and lays down some ground rules.
Really try not to make judgment statements. Don't say, you're bad, you're wrong, you're crazy. Try and put those into I statements. So this made me feel.
Justine Lee co-founded Make America Dinner Again a day after the 2016 presidential election. She says she wanted to put her energy into something productive to heal what she saw as a huge national divide. Dinner felt right.
People can look around and just recognize how special it is to step outside their bubble and outside of their daily work grind and just come together.
All of tonight's dinner guests have applied online to be here. They seem excited to do the work of bridging their differences. In the first exercise, they are paired up and asked to find one thing they have in common. I listen in on Walt Shufflow and Min Madsen's conversation.
You grew up in South Dakota, right? I'm from North Dakota.
The Midwest.
Not only the Midwest, the Dakotas.
But other than that, these men are very different. Min is a transgender male, liberal, and was adopted from Korea as a child. A few years ago, he adopted a son of his own. Walt, he's a white conservative who voted for President Trump. He's a father of four and is a lawyer.
We're going to give each of you guys 10 minutes, and you're going
to... Stewart's next two questions to the pairs are, what has shaped your identity and what has shaken it? Walt starts. He says he's been upset by how hostile the Bay Area got after the presidential election.
It was very disappointing to me to hear the things that were said to me in particular and to my friends. Meanest things I can possibly imagine.
Then Walt asks Min, what about his identity has been shaken?
As a person of color, we see the most recent demonstrations of clear signs of very divisive racism, as you talked about. There's a lot of things in the media that talk about the target of trans people, including the military.
But then there's a connection.
Is your identity, do you, if somebody says, so what are you? Or some, I'm not thinking the right words, I'm sure. Would you say transgender first?
I would say I'm a father first.
You're a father. There you go, man. There you go.
I'm a father first. Yeah. And then I'm a Korean adopted transgender man.
Okay. All right. I say way to go because that's how I would identify too.
It seems like Walt and Min could have talked about fatherhood all night. But Haley Stewart interrupts the group to lead them into something she calls radical empathy. She tells them that when they regroup, each person will share their partner's story, but in the first person. The idea is that if you can listen and then share someone else's story as your own, you can internalize it and create a deeper empathy.
Do we have any brave volunteers to go first?
I am Min Madsen. I was adopted in Seoul, South Korea. I grew up as a young woman and then transgendered. And I'm a father. I have a son who is 4 years old. Transgender seem to be targets. Since I am transgender, I think that is a difficult thing to do. I am proudest of being a father and a son.
Then it's Min's turn to tell Walt's story in the first person.
Many of my family members are small business owners, and a lot of them work in agriculture. So I learned a lot from them and what that looked like, and I always really respected the work that they do. And people talk about the South as being really racist, but I really think that the Bay Area is very racist.
After the dinner, I pull each of them aside to ask them what they learned about themselves and their partners. First, Min.
I very much appreciate him. I think he is a very, very good-hearted person who
has felt hurt and has felt left out in some spaces.
Min and I definitely disagree politically on issues, but the thing I like about him is he's facing life's challenges in a positive way. And one thing I really liked, he told me tonight, the two most significant things in his life was the first time he heard his adopted parents call him son, and he heard his little boy call him father. And I can identify with that.
In just a few hours, a white, conservative Trump voter and a transgender Korean adoptee broke bread, shared their stories, and came away with something that seems to be lacking these days: respect. For Here and Now, I'm Bianca Taylor.